Good morning, Green Bay Packers fans. Welcome to Railbird Central at Cheesehead TV. I'm your host, Brian Caravu. Joined this morning by our live blog director, Jamie Snowden. We're talking Packers football. We're following along with training camp practice this morning. We're talking about what's happening on the field. And more than anything, we're going to get you caught up on the injury situation in Green Bay, which appears worse every passing day. But I'll tell you what, it does also look like the Packers got a dose of good health this morning. So, practice started at 8:20 a.m. They're probably not doing much yet. They start off with a kind of a stretching session, so takes a little bit for practice to, plays to get underway, teamwork, things like that. But the reports are coming in from any number of beat reporters following Packers practice. I was watching Twitter before the show started. It looks like we have coming back to practice today. We have defensive lineman Dayton Jones, their first-round draft choice, coming back. He missed yesterday due to illness. I doubt it was anything serious. Probably a little bit sick. I don't know exactly what happened. Earlier in camp, both Devon House and Jamari Lattimore also missed time with illness. House missing with food poisoning. Don't really know the specifics on Dayton Jones, but he's already back. Missed one day of practice. No big deal. Also back at practice, wide receiver Randall Cobb. The Packers were starting to get a little bit thin at the wide receiver position with Jordy Nelson also going down, and we'll talk about more about him a little bit later in the show. But when Randall Cobb dropped out of yesterday's practice with a biceps injury, according to head coach Mike McCarthy, showed a little bit of concern for the Packers' wide receivers. But Randall Cobb wasn't sidelined for long. He's back today. Also being back, defensive lineman Mike Neal, hallelujah. Mr. Neal, who always seems to have some sort of injury issue, is back today for the first time. He would appear to be off the PUP list where he began the season since the first day of training camp. Some sort of abdominal issue suffered away from the Packers facilities before training camp even started. While he was training on his own, he suffered some sort of abdominal injury, and Mike Neal has been kind of one walking injury ever since being drafted by the Packers, having a variety of knee and shoulder issues that have kept him out in the past. Now the ab issue, but he is back today for the first time. We will see if the outside linebacker experiment continues. That was big news during the offseason program, mini camp, OTAs, that he was working there. We'll see if this has set him back any, whether they'll focus strictly on the defensive line where he spends most of his time. So that is one thing worth watching today, that Mike Neal being back. So all these guys back. Oh, by the way, I'll throw another name out there. Running back Alex Green is back at practice today. Also, what would appear to be a rather minor injury. He missed yesterday's practice for the first time all training camp, but he's been there otherwise. Apparently, he had his knee flare up on him. If you remember, Alex Green, of course, had the torn ACL two seasons ago back in 2011. Appeared to be bothered by it most of last year, even though he played through it, wasn't exactly 100%. But he's looked good so far in training camp. Knee flared up on him yesterday, but he's back out there today, which is of utmost importance to Alex Green if he has any hope of making a roster spot this year. He's kind of been taking starters reps early in training camp, but yesterday, Eddie Lacy was the starter. He kind of appeared for the first time to be the first string running back in Green Bay. So that was kind of a little bit of a change for the Packers since they started training camp, you know, now about 2 weeks in now. So Eddie Lacy looking like, for the first time, looking like the starter. But hold on. Hold your horses, folks. Press the brakes. Pump the brakes. Eddie Lacy is missing practice for the first time today. I don't really have any details. This is just what I've seen on Twitter. The beat reporters have said that Eddie Lacy is not in pads today and is not practicing at Packers training camp. Don't have any details. Don't know what's bothering him. Don't know if it's injury related. I saw Rob Domofsky of ESPN.com report that he didn't see Lacy taped up, have any, you know, taping anywhere, legs, arms, shoulders, you name it. I'm just throwing out there what I know, and which is very little. So it's interesting. John says on the live blog, Lacy is throwing a ball with DeJuan Harris on the sideline. So we'll monitor that as practice goes along. But seeing as Lacy is not in pads, doesn't appear to be practicing today. Don't know if it's, you know, anything serious. He took part in yesterday's practice full time. He never dropped out, so we haven't been given any indication that he's injured. But we'll stay tuned for head coach Mike McCarthy's press conference after practice. Usually takes place somewhere right after 11 o'clock a.m. Central Time, shortly after practice ends. It'll be streamed live at Packers.com, so we'll kind of be waiting from the word there. But all in all, kind of getting a good dose of health today. A lot of players coming back as the Packers are getting ready for their first preseason game this upcoming Friday evening against the Arizona Cardinals. It's in Green Bay at Lambeau Field. So they want to have as many guys suited up as possible for that game as things start to get underway. Of course, that'll kind of be a good litmus test for the health of the team, because, you know, games are more physical. You'll remember last year it was when Desmond Bishop got injured. The very first preseason game, just plays into the game right away. He ends up tearing that hamstring. And you know the rest of the story. No longer a member of the Green Bay Packers, cut this off season. So preseason games can be a little bit dicey. Of course, there's a lot of, you know, push out there to eliminate preseason games. I don't know if that's going to happen because the league makes a lot of revenue on them. But anyway, I do see on the our chat here, as I look over, Kevin Lamb says on the live blog, good to see Johnny Jolly back at practice after dropping out yesterday late. Yeah, that would be good news. There's another guy back at practice today, Johnny Jolly, although he did just drop out yesterday because of cramps. Usually if a player is dehydrated, they start to cramp up. So he dropped out late yesterday. You know, nothing too serious there. All he's got to do is replenish his fluids and he would be fine. But obviously good news regardless that he's back. So Packers seeing a little bit of good health today, although probably does little to make Packers fans feel good after what happened yesterday, kind of news coming down the pike. Yesterday, we learned that Jordy Nelson, one of the top wide receivers on the Packers, would be missing the rest of training camp and all of the preseason action this year. They expect him to return in time for the regular season opener, which that is your silver lining. The word is he's got this knee injury, and Mike McCarthy said, you know, before in other press conferences, it's kind of a reoccurrence of an old knee injury. Apparently dates back to his days in college. If I remember correctly, I saw a report from NFL.com, somebody at NFL.com or the, you know, the league network or something like that, saying it was nerve damage in Jordy Nelson's knee. He's had knee issues before. You'll remember Jordy Nelson actually, I believe, ruptured the bursa sac in his knee during Super Bowl XLV against the Pittsburgh Steelers. You know, that there was kind of an issue there. Thankfully, it happened in the last game of the year, and he was actually able to play through it at the time. But, you know, he has had issues before that he's dealt with in his knee, in addition to other injuries as well. But, yeah, so Jordy Nelson going to miss all of camp, some nerve damage. Ted Thompson talked about it yesterday during his press conference, saying other players on the team have dealt with it in the past, but they hope to have a little surgical procedure and take care of it so it doesn't bother him anymore. Kind of been a chronic issue with him, but hopefully it's the case where he's healthy in a few weeks and is ready to go when the regular season begins. Obviously, the Packers are going to want as many healthy bodies out on the field as possible in week one of the regular season when they face the defending NFC champions, San Francisco 49ers. Of course, that being the team that eliminated the Packers from the playoffs last year. No easy way to begin the season. So the Packers will want a healthy team out there. They'll want Jordy Nelson out there. And, you know, kind of combined with the minor injury issues to Randall Cobb, things were looking a little bit dicey at the wide receiver position yesterday. For a while, the Packers were down, I believe, to 8 healthy wide receivers, one of them being a guy who was just signed to the team yesterday. Packers signed a rookie wide receiver, Justin Wilson, yesterday, kind of after all of these injury issues pop up. Their 7th rounders, Charles Johnson and Kevin Dorsey, been out since the second day of training camp. They've been not able to get on the field. Have no clue how those guys are going to play this year, whether they can even make the team, whether they can make an impact. So yesterday, James Jones was kind of the lone veteran out there that was a healthy wide receiver yesterday at practice for the Packers during training camp. I mean, you could kind of consider Jarrett Boykin and Jeremy Ross as veterans in their second year, but even they don't have that much experience. So the wide receiver position looking a little dicey, but Randall Cobb coming back today, so it looks a little better. Still kind of waiting for these young rookies, the 7th rounders, Johnson and Dorsey, to come back. Hopefully they'll be back soon, but kind of no timetable for return, just kind of out indefinitely. Haven't been spotted yet. So, but yeah, Packers going to miss Randall Cobb. You know, folks, it is what it is. I mean, thank goodness it's nothing worse. If Jordy Nelson misses the rest of training camp, well, no big deal. I mean, at least he's not out there exposed to injury, and he probably wouldn't even play that much if he was out there. As you know, with the exception of the 3rd preseason game, they really don't play the starters all that much. They tend to pull those guys, you know, not far into the game. So Jordy Nelson going to get this procedure done, hopefully be on the mend, and he'll be back out there when the games count. So, yeah, I mean, that's kind of the situation at wide receiver. I can see the discussion on the live blog going to other wide receivers on the team. John says on the live blog, quote, "One guy that impressed me a little so far is Omarius Hines." And I have to agree. Omarius Hines signed a few days into training camp, another kind of one of those reactionary moves where they saw the injuries taking place and be like, we got to get more depth at the wide receiver position. And in just days, Hines has looked very comfortable in a Packers uniform. He catching 3 passes in this past Saturday's scrimmage, which I thought was impressive for how little bit of time he has been, you know, at camp. So he picking up on things quick, picking up the Packers offense. Good news there. I also see discussion about Jeremy Ross and how he's a wide receiver slash return specialist, and how the Packers are needing him to step up. Of course, they want to take Randall Cobb off returns. They don't want to expose him to injury if they don't have to. But none of the other return specialists on the team has really taken the bull by the horns and has really looked great. They either muffed the ball during practice or what have you, and nobody really looks like they are an absolutely reliable return man out there, either on punts or kicks. So if the regular season were to start, you might continue to see Cobb out there, unless a guy like Jeremy Ross can have an impact. I'll tell you, for all the young guys on the team, whether it's Omarius Hines, Jeremy Ross, I mean, the injury situation kind of only helps the guys who are out there because they're receiving more reps, they're getting more practice time, they're getting more comfortable with what they're doing, they have more opportunities to impress. I mean, add all these factors up, and that's a good thing for these young guys on the team. That's kind of the silver lining about the injury issues here to Nelson and company, that the young guys are getting a chance. So they hopefully will you know, take advantage of it and you know, make a push for a roster spot. But the preseason will, of course, be the big test. You know, how they look when the hitting starts getting a little more fierce, and you know, it's in a game environment with lots of fans packed in the stands, and they're cheering and it's loud. We'll see how they look then, when they're getting jammed at the line of scrimmage by opposing cornerbacks, when they have to worry about game plans and things like that. So that'll be the major test for all these young wide receivers, but the guys who have been there, been healthy, a lot of positives so far, but still major tests to come in preseason exhibition action. Elsewhere in news surrounding the Green Bay Packers, got to talk about the situation on the offensive line, in particular having to do with left tackle Brian Bulaga. Of course, we talked about on Monday's show, it's nothing new. Kind of learned he had suffered an ACL tear during this past Saturday scrimmage. But kind of surprisingly good news. I'm not sure if I would call it good news, maybe, but they just haven't made an official decision on Brian Bulaga yet. Kind of been a lot of reports out there saying he's done for the year. Well, the Packers have not been ready to concede that just yet. They want to see if perhaps Brian Bulaga can play through a torn ACL. John asked on the live blog, has Bulaga's injury been confirmed as a torn ACL? It has not been confirmed by the team that it's a torn ACL. It's been reporters have reported that, saying sources have done that. I see here in the live blog, if I can just break in here, Jamie Snowden keeping me updated on the live blog, saying Mike Neal is working with the outside linebackers, not the defensive line. Of course, Mike Neal, his first day back from injury. This is a situation we're going to continue to monitor. Mike Neal, of course, being a defensive lineman for the first 3 years of his NFL career, started working at, outside linebacker during the offseason here. But he had kind of been working at both defensive line and outside linebacker. Whether this is a full-time switch to outside linebacker remains to be seen. You know, if Mike Neal is an outside linebacker, obviously he's a huge one. I've never thought it would be a good idea for Mike Neal to make a full-time switch to outside linebacker. I'm not sure he's physically capable from a versatility standpoint, whether he's able to drop back in coverage as outside linebackers occasionally have to do. I have no problem with him working as an outside linebacker in kind of their hippo packages, you know, that they use on the goal line and short yardage situations. I think that would be the ideal place to use Mike Neal. But of course, I mean, you only play your goal line packages, your short yardage packages, a handful of times a game. I mean, if you're in your goal line package or short yardage 5 snaps a game, that might be it. So while I have no problem seeing Mike Neal kind of at an outside linebacker spot there, you know, where the field is compressed, where they're looking for big guys to probably stop the run, you know, imagining it's 3rd and inches and, you know, you want some big bodies on the field to stuff the offense short. I mean, that makes sense to me, putting Mike Neal at outside linebacker there. But, you know, we'll see here. Maybe he's just working, again, temporarily or part-time with the outside linebackers. Hard to say if that's a full-time thing right now. But we'll be watching that as practice goes on to see if Mike Neal goes back to working with the defensive lineman or, you know, he's simply an emergency defensive lineman now or something like that. Could be the case. I'll tell you what, there's not a whole lot of proven depth at outside linebacker. You've got Clay Matthews and you've got Nick Perry as your starters. Behind that, your top backup is Desmond Moses, a second-year guy, an undrafted guy. Beyond that, you got rookies. You got Nate Palmer. You got Andy Malumba. You got Dante Savage. I mean, these are really unknown quantities the Packers have at outside linebacker. So, there is kind of a depth situation there that, you know, could be beneficial to a guy like Mike Neal, you know, in terms of a place to find playing time and things like that. His spot on the roster kind of carving out a role for himself. But we'll continue to watch here. I was delayed here about talking about the offensive line when this whole Mike Neal thing popped up here. So I want to go back to the offensive line because, of course, that was the big news yesterday. Again, just short in sum, they have not ruled Brian Bulaga out for the season yet. So we kind of wait on that. He wants to receive a second opinion. They've sent his tests off, I believe, to Dr. James Andrews, the noted orthopedic surgeon, works with a lot of star athletes, has, you know, performed surgery on a lot of them. But anyway, Bulaga not being ruled out, but for the time being, David Bakhtiari, the rookie, is working as the starting left tackle with the Packers' number one offense. At least he was yesterday at practice, and I don't have any reason to believe that has changed today. People have kind of wondered who would replace Brian Bulaga in the lineup, and there was basically two candidates. It was either going to be Bakhtiari, or it was going to be Marshall Newhouse, the starter at left tackle for much of the past 2 seasons. People kind of thought, well, maybe they'll move Newhouse back to left tackle. You know, of course, they're making the switch during the offseason. They put Bulaga on the left side, Newhouse on the right side, flip-flop the guards as well. So, you know, that kind of played into the decision. But they're apparently leaving Newhouse at right tackle. He'll compete with Don Barclay over there. But the rookie, David Bakhtiari, working with the starters, that is the big news. You know, just 2 weeks into camp, a mid-round draft choice, looking solid, looking good, which is more than the Packers could absolutely hope for from a mid-round draft choice in his first year. You know, you don't expect a whole lot out of those kind of guys. You hope they develop, you wish and you pray for those kind of things to happen, but you don't really count on it. There aren't a whole lot of fourth-round draft choices who are going to be starters in the NFL this year. A lot of times they develop over time, a couple years in, when they start getting a little experience under their belt, they start to become better players. But for the Packers to be starting a rookie left tackle, protecting Aaron Rodgers' backside, that is a big thing. That's a big deal. And kind of, you know, now waiting to see how David Bakhtiari responds. Like everybody else, the preseason action will be a good litmus test. you know, in a game environment, seeing how he handles going against an opponent, not just practice anymore. The hitting's going to be live, and he's going to be in charge of protecting Aaron Rodgers, and there's a lot of responsibility there. And they want to get the running game going, too. I mean, there's going to be a lot on David Bakhtiari's shoulders, but they're going to see how it works out. They're going to give him a crack at it. They're going to give him the first shot, seeing as you know, even in the remote chance that Brian Bulaga is not lost for the season, you have to imagine they're going to keep Bulaga out anyway for all of training camp. They're going to try to keep him as healthy as possible to the regular season starts in the remote chance that he's not lost for the year, in the remote chance that they try to have him play through his torn ACL. I don't see that happening, but hey, Ted Thompson said it yesterday. Nothing wrong with hoping for a miracle. So everybody can hope for it. You can't really count on it, but maybe it happens. Maybe it's a possibility. We kind of wait and see. But yeah, I think it'll be interesting to hear Mike McCarthy talk today about the rest of the injury situations on the team, hear about these guys coming back, and seeing what is wrong with Eddie Lacy. No apparent injury yesterday. He's sitting out practice today. And it just so happens to be the day after Eddie Lacy was kind of affirming that he is the starting running back in Green Bay, that he's the number one workhorse back, and he'll be, you know, carrying the bulk of the load for the Packers at running back. So kind of bad timing that kind of happens, that Eddie Lacy was just starting to, you know, confirm that he would be the number one guy, and now he's sitting out, and now it's kind of open back up again. Alex Green's back healthy today, so the veterans on the team who know the offense a little bit better than anybody else, this is good news for them, like Green and James Starks. They'll be seeing more practice reps at least today while Lacy's out. They've been working with the starters ever since camp opened. But, you know, the writing's kind of been on the wall that the rookies would take over. Eddie Lacy already starting to take over. You got to figure they're going to, you know, figure out some sort of role for Jonathan Franklin. If nothing else, he shows good speed, if not the power of an Eddie Lacy. But you got to figure they'll try to use Jonathan Franklin's speed somehow, whether it's, you know, on third downs, you know, whether it's a kind of guy they want to, you know, catching screen passes, whether it's simply on a rotational basis, this drive Eddie Lacy plays, this drive Jonathan Franklin plays, or anybody else on the roster for that matter as well. You know, we kind of wait and see, and it kind of, we'll start to see that on Friday in this game against the Arizona Cardinals, start to see what these guys have in them and how they might be used. Although you're not going to have all the answers after one preseason game, but at least it's, you know, they start to be answered. You start to get glimpses, and as you know, the preseason games go on, all of a sudden you get to the third preseason game where the starters are playing into the second half, and then you really start to see, you know, what this team's going to look like during the regular season. So it's starting this week. Today's Wednesday, only 2 days to go until the first preseason game. But yeah, so practice going on as we speak right now, as we approach the 9 o'clock hour here at Cheesehead TV's Railbird Central. We're not going to have a live blog today, folks, at following along with practice. So I encourage you to go check out your Twitter feeds. If you want a suggested Twitter list, go check out my Twitter homepage, my timeline. I've created a list called Packers Media that's basically a listing of the beat reporters that cover Packers practice. So if you want a place to go to find out all the updates from Packers practice all in one spot, I encourage you. I created a list called Packers Media on my Twitter homepage, twitter.com/Brian Caravu. If you want a place to go to follow the updates, go there. But it's now 9 o'clock. Thanks for joining us here on a Wednesday morning, folks. I'm going to take off here, and I'm going to get ready to write some updates from Packers practice. So I'm going to work. So I'm going to try to give you as much information as possible. I'm going to write a little injury update and to do today's best and worst case scenarios on the cornerbacks. That'll be published later today. So I'm off to work, folks. I'll see you later. On behalf of Jamie Snowden, I'm Brian Caravu. We'll see you Friday morning, 8:30 a.m. Central Time. I leave you today with a song called Texas Town by Honky Tonk Home Slice on Psy Fidelity Records. See you later, everyone. Go Pack, go.